With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Things are slowly getting back to normal after the government shutdown.
Offices are open the day after President Trump signed a spending bill ending the government shutdown. In Atlanta, retired worker Steve Monroe was outside CDC headquarters.
Public health is very important, and the job they're doing is important.
At the White House, economic advisor Kevin Hassett was asked about the shutdown's economic impact.
Our Council of Economic Advisors said that it cost about $15 billion a week.
The bill signed by the president ensures back pay for federal workers and reverses dismissals. I'm Ed Donahue.
The body of a missing miner has been found in West Virginia.
Rescue crews have found the body of a coal miner missing since Saturday after a mine crew hit an unknown pocket of water, flooding the Alpha Metallurgical Resources Rolling Thunder Mine east of Charlestown, West Virginia. Foreman Steve Lipscomb was found early Thursday. Crews worked around the clock for days in hopes of a rescue, pumping out water at a rate fast enough to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool, roughly every 2 hours. Lipscomb was last seen trying to make sure that his crew got out of the mine safely. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Justice Department has sued to block new congressional district boundaries approved by California voters, joining a legal battle that could determine which party wins control of the U.S. House in 2026. The complaint filed in California federal court Thursday targets the new congressional map pushed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom in response to a similar Republican-led effort led in Texas by President Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 797 points, the Nasdaq dropped 536, the S&P 500 lower by 113. This is SRN News. The mayor of Marion, Indiana, calls it the closest thing he's seen to a real-life miracle.
Last week, Mayor Ronald Morrell took $5,000 to an Aldi grocery store to give 50 families $100 each to pay for groceries. When the cash quickly ran out, he appealed on social media for donations. Local businesses and individuals quickly responded with $30,000 to help some 200 families. The mayor wrote on Facebook that, quote, God multiplied on the spot in real time. George Williams reporting.
Israeli actress Gal Gadot has been awarded Israel's Genesis Prize in recognition of her strong support for the country at a time when most in Hollywood support the Palestinians. The Wonder Woman star says she'll donate the $1 million prize to organizations committed to helping Israel recover from the trauma of its 2-year war against Hamas. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump used a signing ceremony last night at the White House to say business is booming in the U.S.
That's a record. There's never been a country that had so much, and that money's going into also building new auto plants, new AI plants, new everything.
The president last night at a signing ceremony to get the government back up and running. Holiday shoppers on a budget might like what Target is offering.
The retailer is slashing prices on 3,000 everyday items, such as food, beverages, and household essentials during the holiday season, as it seeks to attract shoppers who are tightening budgets amid economic uncertainties. Retailers are bracing for a muted holiday shopping season as U.S. consumers rein in spending amid stubborn inflation, elevated interest rates, and import tariffs.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Starbucks baristas launching a nationwide strike on Red Cup Day. On Wall Street, the markets took a hit, the Dow off 797. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.